WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is Jay Tarsis. He's a veteran TV comedy writer and producer. He cut his teeth in the business on such shows as the original Bob Newhart Show, the Carol Burnett Variety Show, and the Tony Randall Show. And he co-created the comedy series Buffalo Bill, which starred Dabney Coleman. His latest effort is a new sitcom called The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. He's the show's creator and producer. He's also written and directed many of the episodes. The series began its tryout run on May 21st. Molly Dodd, played by Blair Brown, is a 35-year-old divorced woman living alone in New York. She has problems with her mother, she's had it with her job in a real estate office and with her sexist boss, and she's still hung up on her ex-husband. In the first episode, he confronts her with the news that he's getting remarried to a Swedish cross-country skier. I asked Jay Tarsis if he thought that, as a man, he could accurately create a show about a single woman.
Well, I believe that men and women are very much alike, except for, you know, the obvious biological differences. I think that men can talk about women with some authority, and women can talk about men.
Was the Molly Dodd character based on anyone you know?
Well, there's an awful lot of Blair Brown in the character, and an awful lot of me in the character, and maybe it's a composite of a lot of people, nobody specific. I can't pinpoint who it is. Just a woman in a state of flux at the age of 35.
Why did you want her to be in a state of flux? She doesn't have a great job. I think she loses her job somewhere in the middle of the series. She's divorced. She's not in the middle of a terrific relationship.
Well, I think there are a lot of women out there who are similar. Life didn't quite pan out the way they thought it was going to. The relationship, the prince didn't turn out to be the prince turned out to be sort of like a pumpkin. And I think it's relatable.
You doing okay, Molly?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Haven't won any Nobel Peace Prizes since I saw you last, but the results are not yet in, so you never know. I had a cold, bought a toothbrush, a blue one. So how about you? How you doing?
Getting married.
You are?
Yeah. So, we were thinking that around Christmas would be,
This Christmas, this coming Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, we thought that'd be a good time to,
get married?
Yeah. So, what do you think?
I think I have to take a shower.
Yeah, well, I gotta run anyway.
Yeah, well, thanks for stopping by.
You're the first person I've told.
Am I? It's always nice to be the first.
The series is both funny and serious at the same time. It seems to cross genres.
Well, I think there's room for that on television. I think life crosses genres.
There's no laugh track on Molly Dodd.
Yeah.
Why did you want to do it without a laugh track?
Well, it seemed inappropriate. This is a one-camera film show. It gets pretty intimate, and I don't know where those laughers would be in the room. I never could figure out where they were on shows like MASH. Were they out in those battlefields somewhere? I don't know where they got those laughers.
What are some of the sitcoms that you think made groundbreaking changes in the form?
Well, I think the Mary Tyler Moore Show was the show that I watched all the time. I used to watch Cheers all the time because I thought the characters were very funny and semi-real. And of course, Buffalo Bill, I thought, broke a lot of ground.
That was your show. It was a terrific show.
Yeah. Well, not just my show. No, it was also collaborative. But I thought that was a pretty revolutionary show.
What did that show do for your career? Did it help it or hurt it?
I think it helped it. I think people appreciated what we were trying to do.
Are there any rules of television shows that you feel you're breaking or bending with your Molly Dodd series?
No, I don't feel that we're breaking any rules. I don't think we're doing anything so incredibly pioneering, but the network seems to feel that it's tricky and not traditional and that there are rules being broken. I don't think so. I just think it's a little 23-minute movie every week, and if that's breaking rules, yeah, we're doing that.
The episodes open with a voiceover by Molly's mother describing her daughter's problems, like why she thinks her daughter is imperfect. Did you talk to any mothers?
Well, I have a mother, and I think Blair has a mother, and we know mothers, and Alan Ann, who plays the part, Alan Ann McCleary, is a mother, and no, I just wrote the words. I hope it sounds like people's mothers.
Welcome to my daughter's bedroom. Somewhere under that pile of goose lies Molly Dodd, the former Molly Bickford of Huntington, Long Island. Whoops, I think that's her now. Of course, she's freezing. It's autumn in new godforsaken York, and she's parading around half naked. She owns bottoms. Why doesn't she wear them? I don't know about the short hair. She wanted to cut it. I said, you're crazy, dear. She said, hey, Mom, basically, it's my hair. I said, fine, kill me. I guess it's easier to control now, since she's always late to work. Look at the time she saves. She redecorated this apartment 3 years ago, right after the divorce, which I don't want to go into right now. Thank you very much. He was a jazz musician and an idiot, both of which he was good at, especially the idiot part. Do I sound bitter? Well, I'm not. I'm a mother.
What shows did you learn the ropes on?
You mean where did I come from?
Mm-hmm.
I did the old Bob Newhart show where he was the shrink. Tony Randall show where he was a judge in Philadelphia. The Carol Burnett show, the old one, the variety show. I had a partner, Tom Patchett, and we started on those shows, and that's how we evolved into writers, television writers.
With Molly Dodd, you've created a series that I'm sure you're very emotionally involved in. You created it, you wrote some of it, directed some of it. Have you ever had to work on TV shows that your heart wasn't in?
Yeah, you know, you have to feed the kids sometimes, and sure. Some of them became jobs because the working environment wasn't pleasant. Sometimes the work was much too hard, and you didn't have time to enjoy any of it. Yeah, that happened a lot. Do I have to name names? I don't want to name names.
That's okay.
Okay.
For Molly Dodd, you wrote, directed, and produced the first episode. Do you keep up that pace as the shows continue?
I directed 10 of them, and the production, yeah, pretty much. It was a hectic pace. It was exhausting, but it was very gratifying to me because it came out 85% the way I had hoped it would. It was sort of true to the vision, and so you sort of go past the exhaustion, you reach the wall, but it was very rewarding.
So the network has committed to 13 episodes.
Right.
What happens after that?
I don't know. If we do well in the ratings, I think that they'll be hard pressed not to give us more shows. I hope that happens. I think Molly should live.
You're following the ratings very closely?
Well, you have to. You don't want to. You don't want to get bogged down in the numbers game. But that's what this is. This is a numbers game, and it's a business. And sure, you follow them.
You had a show that was officially a ratings failure, although it was a great critical success. And I'm thinking of Buffalo Bill,
right?
Which was about a sleazy, sexist, egotistical talk show host. How was that treated in the business? Was it treated as a success or a failure?
People talk about that show like it was the second coming now that it's on reruns and syndication. It seems to be a cult show now. It seems to have a second life.
You're working on another show with Dabney Coleman now.
Right.
What's the series about?
He's a sports writer in the Southwest. He's an irascible, kind of two-fisted guy, but he has ideals and he'll have humanity, whereas Bill, I guess, didn't.
When will that premiere?
In the fall on ABC.
So I suppose you're hoping that you can have two hits on your hands.
Well, that would be nice. I don't know if I can handle that, but that would be nice. I hope Molly comes back because that's been very near and dear to me. And we all did good work here. That's why I'd like Molly to continue. I think we can do a lot more. I think she has a long way to go, and I think it can be very interesting.
Jay Tarsis is the creator of the new TV series, The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd.